KB0DCO monitoring. Roger. Yeah, I got the 500 in here. And I got a 200 sitting in a box, and I love that thing. I really do. I saw Greg's the other day. We were chatting. And I said, man, I ought to put the 200 back in here and box the 500 up. It's like I got a 400, a 500, and a 200. It's like one surplus to my needs. Not to mention other radios, so I should move them along. I don't know. But I'm a keeper. I don't move things. I know a lot of people, if they're not using it, they move it along. I think you're like that. Others. But me, I just, I box it up and I put it on the shelf and I say, well, I might want that later. And I end up with a bunch of crap, you know, all accumulated until it becomes not worth much. I absolutely adored my 200. I had so much talk time on that radio because it was in my work car. And I never, ever, ever had an issue with it. Not a single one. I truthfully like that radio more than I like my 5100 that I had in my Tacoma. But yeah, I'm that guy. If I don't use it, it's gone. On to something else. Just recycling fun. I wish I wasn't sometimes. For example, right now, right? I'm on a hiatus, and then I'm pretty much back at square one. I got by in the beginning of my radio life with the same setup for quite a while, but you know, you get to a point where you're like, enough's enough. I want something. I want a proper setup, and that's kind of where I'm getting now. It's not even a matter of antenna. I have like a Comet SDB-1. I think it's a 16-inch dual band on a mag mount, which probably would do totally fine if I had more than 5 watts going to it. Yeah, you don't need much more than you got. You've got, you know, you had some real picket fencing, you know, bad, you know, when I mentioned it earlier. And I think with the little power, you might have been a little, you know, a little pickety, but it would have made all the difference. You were almost there, and so that little power would have made the difference. So, yep, know what you mean. And I don't necessarily have to keep everything, but like I said, I tend to keep more than I should. You know, there's no need for as much as I have. I got one mobile I keep in the house, and the 400 seems to fill that role really good. I like the 400's big display and everything like that. And then I got the 500 in the car right now, but like I said, I could easily go back to the 200. And I got other radios to pick too. And Don's still got what the hell is it, a 9800 or a 8900, whatever the Yaesu is, the quad bander. He's got one of those. I've always wanted one of those. I'm thinking seriously about buying that one, but I don't know. You know, what do I need another FM rig for? Yeah. But, you know, and then am I going to put an antenna on the car to take advantage of 6 and 10 with that thing? Probably not.
Yeah, that's one thing I've come to realization of is I could get by with just a UHF radio and probably be completely content. So, I don't know. The reason I'm so intrigued by that 500 is that speaker in the head unit, because I can make a very clean install, which is what I'm going for if I do it in this truck, because there's not a whole lot of room to put stuff in these new vehicles.
So I have mine installed like up above the mirror, so it's right now it's probably at most 16 inches from my ear, and it's kind of angled towards me, so now, I don't have the volume up really loud, but I also have an amplified speaker under the seat. And they have a mode you can run on the 500. And I don't know if you experimented with it when you had yours, but where you can run both in this, I forget what they called it. It was a AMS. No, that's not it. They had some sort of mode you could run them in. And that's pretty cool. It adds kind of it fills the cabin with audio. And, you know, the other speaker is hidden under the seat, so, you know, it's, you know, it would be muffled, it'd be hard to hear, but then you got the clarity coming from the head unit. That works out really nice. It gives me one of the best But where mine is located up there on the above the mirror, it's you know, it's pretty close to my ear. But I don't know how loud it gets, you know. I'll have to monkey around with it and see. Maybe disable that speaker down below and run it a little bit with just the head unit speaker, because I couldn't really tell you, because I've always got that amplified speaker under the seat kind of like filling in, you know, filling in the sound.
I haven't had a 500 yet, just the 200 or 300. I've looked at the 300 again, but they're so close in cost that you might as well get the 500. Yeah, now that I have a full-size windshield again, I can actually put something above my mirror. And that's why I like that radio, because it would be 2 feet from my head pointed right at my face, so I should be able to hear it okay. And then you can just run all the cabling up to the A-pillar and, you know, nice and clean, which is what I'm going for. Are you using one of those suction cup mounts for it?
Now I got this thing up above my mirror. I think it's the collision detection sensor or something like that. I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of a plastic-like cover that covers some sort of electronics up there in the mirror area. And I took the existing bracket that came with it, and I just kind of catch it under the lip of that thing. No mounting, no nothing. And it goes right in there. Now the 500, that was with the 200, but the 500 is a bigger head, so I need a little bit more. And I opted to put one small hole, you know, and I just nut and bolted the bracket to that plastic cover. But certainly didn't need to. I was running it, you know, just wedged in there. So if you can find a way to wedge it, you know, that bracket that it comes with it, you know, under your headliner somehow, you don't have to do anything.
James said it's a pretty heavy head unit too. Is it beefy? I mean, I know it's beefy, but is it substantially heavier than the 200 head?
Well, I can't speak to whether it's substantially heavier, but I can tell you it's substantially larger. And I would assume it's heavier, right? It's got to be.
I think the speaker alone would pretty much double the weight. That 200 was weighed nothing. It was a feather. Well, maybe I'm going to, I don't know, I might move the THD 75 along and then get a 500. I have radios for in the house if I talk in the house. But, yeah, that might be the route I'd take, because that's pretty much all that radio is doing right now is acting as a mobile.
K8RUH.
Good morning, Anthony. Go ahead and make one.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Dakota, how you doing? You going in late today?
Morning, Anthony. Yeah, a little bit late to start today. Today's the nanny's here. I don't leave my house till about 6:30. So, and then traffic. I don't know if everyone's stuck on stupid or what today, but it's been a nightmare.
Go ahead, Anthony. You guys pick it up for a bit.
Cool. That's I was talking to Sean the other day, and I said, hey, haven't heard from Dakota in a while, but I've been getting in my car a few minutes later the last week or so. So I wasn't in before 7 a.m. like you were traveling the other day or the last couple weeks. So I heard you just said you might get rid of that high speed Kenwood. That'll be interesting, but I gotta say, I kind of saw it coming with now you're talking about putting a mobile in. That'll be good. It'll make it a lot easier for you. Hopefully it can be a temporary mount. I know you didn't want to put anything permanent in that new truck, but I'll throw it back over to you, Sean, and we'll get it going back in order. Sorry for confusing things.
No, it's okay, man. Dump it in. But yeah, no, you give me any vehicle, give me, give me 15, 20 minutes looking at it sideways, squinting my eyes and all that stuff, and I find a way to make anything work with without any permanent damage. I've not failed yet. It's, I don't know if it's an art or what, but I've been doing it for years, and I mean, I don't do that anymore except for my own stuff or maybe, you know, friends, but I spent a number of years trying to figure out how to do stuff like that, and I don't know, I haven't met a vehicle that I haven't been able to tame yet, and I put a lot of equipment, I mean, not just a control head, that's easy. It's when you start getting in, you know, other various things. I look at map pockets and center consoles and, you know, overheads and everything like that. You know, you just kind of kick back and kind of be open to whatever works. So if you want a hand with that when you get the radio and you don't want to monkey anything up, give me 15 minutes with it. I'll find something you like.
So far out of the two vehicles I put them in, there was no permanent damage. I just kind of followed the existing raceways and wire and pillars and was able to get it in there. But, yeah, Anthony, I don't know. I like this radio a lot, but it lives in my truck, so I don't know. Sean, I got an amp from Sean. I got a test out. If I get that to work, I'm good. If not, I'll probably end up getting the radio. But I just pulled in here, Jen, so I'm going to clear out. The parting work at 4 o'clock today, so if anyone's around, I'll be on the air for a bit. I'm going to clear up yours, and talk to you guys later. NAZS.
Sounds good, yeah. I should be back in the car around 4 o'clock also. I got to head back to my side of town early for a school event for my daughter, so I'll definitely try to call out. Maybe we can connect this afternoon. Yeah, I got my radio installed with no permanent damage. I got it on a RAM mount hooked to a little pillar that's in the center console. That worked out real well. But it is an art form, that's for sure. Running the wires and not breaking tabs and things like that.
I don't know if you're still in there, Dakota, but take care. We'll catch you later. I'll be arriving at home right about the time you guys are hitting the road. So maybe enough to say hi, bye. Yeah, it's, like I said, some cars are quite a challenge anymore. You know, it's funny because when I first got into this business, the radios were huge and the radios were cavernous. And, hold on, got to get a picture for Dave. Hold on.
I'm assuming that means that there is a unique license plate.
Okay, I got it. You'll see it appear in license plates. I have no idea what it means, but I grabbed it anyhow.
You got to get photos when you see them. Maybe somebody else will be able to decipher it.
Anyhow, what I was saying is, when I first got into this biz, the radios were huge, but the cars were cavernous, right? You know, and they had, there's just all sorts of room to put things in. And the trunk units were ginormous, you know, the RF decks, and we called them trunk units because that's where they went. They went in the trunk, and then they had these big, heavy cables that would run for the control heads, and very different. Everything was much larger and bigger, but the cars were, you know, Caprices and things like that, Crown Vicks. And then as the radios started to get smaller and the light bars started to get more efficient, and everything like that, then they started adding equipment. So even though we were, you know, the equipment was getting smaller, the cabin space was getting smaller at the same time, and we were adding, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 items. You know, it's like, you know, now you got to find room for not only a radio control head, but a in-car video and MDT and just all this other stuff. And it's like, you know, you just can't win for losing. So it's always a challenge. I got a guy now working for me. He's gifted. He really is. I mean, I was always really good at figuring things out, when I did that kind of work. And, I still enjoy it. I view it as a little bit of a artistry to get it done right. Probably because the first job I ever had was way back before cellular telephones. I was installing IMTS telephones. And the only people that had IMTS telephones were, hold on a sec. The only people that had those were very wealthy people. You know, it was like $1 a minute back in like 1979. So, you know, your average dude wasn't, you know, going to have a phone in his car. So we were seeing Rolls Royces and Mercedes and things like that, Jaguars, and they were, you know, they were all very exotic cars, and they were very, very particular about their cars, and we prided ourselves on being, you know, and these were huge phones. They were like princess telephones that you had to mount in these cars, you know, I learned there, you know, just every creative and tricky way to, you know, to do something like that. So I guess that's where I got it from, and it's now I just enjoy it, you know. But yeah, things have changed, man. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you know, nothing to the scale that you ever, you know, that you worked on. But I always, as a kid, me and all of my buddies would do our own car audio installs. So it's no stranger to running cables and trying to get through firewalls and figuring out how you're going to get stuff into the trunk and having a clean install and things like that. I mean, same but different. You know, running wires, it's all a pain in the butt. And if you do it right, nobody will ever know what's in there. So it's fun. I don't mind it so much. I don't think I enjoy it the way that you do, that's for sure. But I do enjoy a finished product when it looks good and nobody can tell that you have wires run around the vehicle.
Well, I have the place to do it and the stuff to do it. You know, after years, you've accumulated, you know, all the stuff, so that helps. But and then you have to have a good, well-lit, dry place. And I got to say that it kicks my butt a little bit nowadays. You know, if I've got a, you know, back in the day, I mean, I'd be upside down underneath a dash, you know, reaching up to grab something, manipulating it with my hand, you know, where I could barely see. And, you know, it's like, I can't do hardly any of that anymore. I can't contort myself like I used to, and I don't have the mechanical dexterity that I used to have. So yeah, so I've lost a bit of, you know, quite a bit of my skill set in my old age. But I, you know, but as long as, you know, I can take my time and I'm in a, you know, well lit, clean, dry, you know, place to do it. You know, and I can, you know, the big thing is take my time, right? And I don't have to contort too terribly, then it's not bad. The only part that really bugs me anymore is when you got to, like, reach up behind a panel that's not quite cooperating and you cut your hand up a little bit. You know, that still happens in almost every really super custom installation. Wish this guy would drive. I'm trying to get to the damn drive-thru at Starbucks, and this guy is driving about 5 miles an hour. Everybody's getting ahead of me. But I'm in line now, so it's all good.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for having a dry, well-lit environment. And, you know, to your point, you have all the tools. Even now, if I'm messing around, I mean, I do it once every 5 years, right? So I don't need all those tools or anything like that. And every vehicle is different. But, yeah, you know, and you said reaching up in the dashboard and, you know, laying upside down, things like that. And man, there's just not the space behind the dash that there used to be. And, you know, there's airbags and things like that, you know, you don't want to mess with. Not like the old days and had a, you know, I had a Crown Vic. I had an 84 Crown Vic. And, man, there was all the space in the world in that thing. You could have done literally anything you wanted. And, not these vehicles now. They have them packaged so well, there's barely any space under the seat.
I'm here trying to find my Starbucks app. Oh, I got more than enough. I don't have to reload. Yep. So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of stuff. You know, I'll tell you, with as far as the police upfitting airbags, you know, they're everywhere. You got them on the side curtains. You got them in the front, passenger side, front, driver's side. And, you know, there's manuals showing the deployment zones. So if you're mounting equipment, you have to be careful not to put the equipment in the deployment zone so that it becomes a projectile. And it's made, you know, like I said, we got now the equipment's all smaller, but we got to put in, like, you know, 10 times as much into a area that's got all sorts of, you know, stuff going on. You know, the cars, not only are they smaller, but, you know, everything has a center console now. And although if you don't in a police package, you can get them generally with clear between the seats, and you can buy a, center console, but not always. I'll tell you, it just all depends on what vehicle you get, but yeah, enough on all that. It's fun to do, and like I said, I like doing my own stuff. It's kind of therapeutic, to a degree, but this car, I've got, I'd have to lift the tire well and show you what I've done. I've decided to go without a spare in this car. It didn't come with one. I never thought about doing that before, but it didn't come with one. And when you talk to them, they say, yeah, we don't even include one anymore. I'm like, really? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Then I got to thinking about it, and a number of times, hold on, I got to pay. All righty there. Yeah, so this car here, I've got, I always put HF in my car. I don't mess around. I get a trailer hitch, and I run my big Cargill antenna off the trailer hitch, so there's no serious compromises for the antenna, because the antenna system for HF is what's really going to get you on a mobile install. But I run my 7000, it's got the remote control head, and then I got to put stuff in the trunk. But this car didn't come with a spare, so it got me thinking, well, why not use the spare tire well? I could do all sorts of stuff, and I've made a circus out of it. I've got, my HF rig and my UHF rig and my stereo system, because I do that too. I got the amps for the stereo system and I got a big HF amp in there and all that. And you can't even see any of it. It's all underneath the spare tire cover. And I ended up getting a spare for the darn car. And if I ever go on a trip, I'll just toss it in the back, And, everything's on a board. I could take the radio stuff out, kind of, sort of, but, the cables would be a pain. But I've had this car now for 2 years, and I don't have it finished. It's like, so I am losing my step, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think my car has a spare either. But, if you're just driving around town 99% of the time, you probably don't really need a spare. No matter what time of day, you can just call AAA when you're in town. I mean, the only time I'd worry about it is if you're going up north or on a long trip would lead to some concern. So, yeah, that's the perfect spot for it, all covered, and as long as it doesn't get too hot being covered like that, you're totally fine.
Yeah, first time I ever done something like that. And I was debating, go ahead and get the spare. The spare was an optional thing on this car, and I was debating getting it and popping it in there just because, I'm old school, and how do you possibly have a car without a spare? What they give you now is they give you some plugs and a little air compressor. And if it's anything that you can't do with an air compressor and a plug, some fix and flat, then you're probably calling the wrecker anyhow, so, or AAA or whatever. So, yeah, I'm not totally comfortable not having a spare, but I'm getting there. I've been thinking long and hard about every, tire incident I've had over the years, and, if you go back historically on all the trouble I've had, I shouldn't have any heartburn over it. But, the minute you say that, then you have some sort of a blowout or something like that. And, you'll wish you had a spare, but I don't know. We got one, my buddy, or the guy was a work buddy. He and I were going to Chicago once, and he got a blowout on the, I think it was out on either M14 or we were already past Ann Arbor on 94 heading to Chicago. And he didn't have a spare. And I remember, we got a AAA call and, they came and got it all taken care of, So I think they took the tire in for us or something, or I forget how the hell it ended up working out, but I'm going to ask him this morning when I see him what the heck happened, because I think we have to go wait to get a tire fixed. But how did we get there? Did they just inflate us with a friction flat or something? I don't remember us being able to do that. Anyhow, I digress. I am at work. I'm going to get pulled in here and start my day. Pleasure as always, and we'll listen out for your final.
All right, have a great day, Sean, and maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. Otherwise, I'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear.
WB80 monitoring. NHKPP.
Phenomena.
You're lucky I didn't sing it, man. I had this urge to do O Sola Mia, and I resisted the temptation to sing it.
What did you have for lunch?
Well, I had a breakfast sandwich on the way in. Sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich on a... So I didn't have much. I had a couple of little... There's this place called Pop Chicken. They make this popcorn chicken. I had a few nuggets of that left over from yesterday's dinner. I just munched on that because the breakfast sandwich really had me square. But no alcohol, no illegal substances, so I don't know why the urge to O Sola Mia came up.
inside, or are you working in the office today?
Well, I was in the office, but the company that I hired to do my transfer switches at my sites, I have to do them in, I got to do them in a certain order, and I was shocked. They finished the third one last week, and they called me up, and they want to come meet me at the next site and, start the next three, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm rushing down to one of my sites to do a walkthrough, and so I can get a quote on three more sets of transfer switches. So I'm out doing road work again. Oh, I hardly call it work. Let somebody in and let them write up a quote. That's I guess what it is. So I'm out and about. And regarding that hotspot thingy, I apologize. It's available at any time. I just wanted to fire it up and, you know, so that I could speak wisely to it. You know, I could say, you know, how to use it and stuff like that. I don't know. I've got the another version of it, and I imagine it's, you know, virtually the same, but I kind of wanted to fire this one up and, make sure I understood how it all worked so that I could relay that information. But there's nothing preventing you from getting it if you wanted to, you know, learn it on your own. It's not that bad. They're very intuitive. It's a very, very well-made product. Okay, had something weird going on there. Either I was transmitting or you were transmitting and I wasn't hearing it.
No, the battery got that one. I'm playing around with a bunch of radios.
Ah, okay. Anywho, I don't know where you're at or how we might arrange a handoff, but, we can get, I don't know if Wally is involved, but I know Wally likes to tinker with this stuff. Maybe I can give it to him, and then he can scope it out, maybe see if it's something he might want to get into later on, but then he can, but I'll try to make it a point to get that rolling towards you, and I got to find a price for it. I want to make sure that it's a really, really good deal. You know, I want it to be fair, but not, without giving it away. I want it to be really, really fair, you know, and well undervalued. You know, figure about whatever they're going for. I got to figure out what they're going for and figure about half that.
Yeah, that works for me. I got a hold of Captain Don yesterday, and we had a nice little chat on the phone, and he's going to schedule to come pick up my UBS cable and the charger and set up open GD77 on it. Give him some time.
All right, then one thing we're going to want to do is you're going to want to, you know, pick a node frequency for the hotspot and get that programmed into that radio so that that way when you, when you get it, you fire it up, you'll be good to go. So not a big deal. I mean, unless you already have one figured out, but let's make sure we coordinate all that so that it all takes place at the same time. You know, we can get the hotspot and the handheld and get that all done up, and then you'll be rocking the free world.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Because right now I still can't drive here at the kitchen table. I haven't been around Echoing today, may come time. That was pretty cool. I'm the Bruce Lee in the morning. I'm keeping myself wired from off to the doctor's appointment and me not driving now for 2 weeks and having this stupid neck brace on. Her driving technique kind of gives me a little car sick, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, you gotta kind of keep an eye on that. So, all right, I have a stop here. I just arrived at. I got to get inside real quick. I don't have a lot of time. Whoa! Holy! Whoop! Yep. Car come pulling out on me, man. This is a crazy parking lot here.
All right, I got to get inside here because I got to get to a stop by 1:30, so I don't have much time here. I'll be back. WAFU.
73KKKJO. KF8 mobile. KF8 KCKJO.
Good afternoon. 67 degrees outside. This is my kind of weather.
Not mine. I like to miss it. Anything above that, Joe. Anything below that, Joe. You on your way home, or are you just out traveling to work?
Just doing some errands. Need to stop by the UPS store. Got to return 2 phones and some Amazon stuff that's been piling up. So, gonna get it all taken care of. Then probably swing by the grocery store to get stuff for dinner.
Oh, I get it. When I'm sitting at home at the kitchen table, can't do much. And the length of who are you?
Yeah, you're a little bit in and out of the repeater, just to let you know. I don't know if you can bump your power or maybe swing your antenna a little bit to a hot spot in your house.
I do not know why my Echolink is not connected to the SDI repeater.
Do you happen to have... Are you on Android or iOS for your phone?
I'm actually doing it off my laptop.
Okay, yeah, if you were using your phone, I said there's an app called Repeater Phone, which is good. And it does both Echolink and AllStar from the same app. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe ports not open, or, you know, there might be some issues going on. I don't know.
No, I got it to work now on Echolink on the laptop. How do you read me now? Because I was just using my Baofeng, and I kind of got to point it in the sky with a tinfoil hat kind of thing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, one of these days we'll have to get you into AllStar because let you play with your radio still. It's kind of cool. You sound good now. Echolink is just a little bit lower on the voice quality compared to, like, AllStar, but you sound good enough.
Yeah, I get it. Sean's working on a Pi Star for me, and then I got Captain Don's going to reprogram my TYT so we can mesh all that together, probably get in touch with Wally, and get it all where I can just sit back on my couch and chat while I'm stuck here at home for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I just... let you know there's a difference between Pi Star and AllStar. AllStar is, you can use any analog HT, and with Pi Star it requires a digital radio. So that's the difference between them. And once the Pi Star is easier to set up because they have, you know, there's this little Andrino modem basically, and there's not much parts. Whereas in the All-Star one requires you to have one of those, you gotta get like an RF dongle. Usually they're like the SA818 chip. They're like a little walkie-talkie chip. Those ones are a little bit more effort, you know. You need a Pi, and then the little board is like $99 or something like that. And but just in case you weren't aware, there's a difference between the Pi Stars for digital. AllStar is for analog.
Yeah, well, Sean called it a hotspot, but I think I'm familiar with it. He's working on getting me something built up, and then getting with Captain Don. I mean, I got an analog HT and then getting in touch with Wally and getting it all set up, and then I should be good to go. But I'm going to cut it short. I'll do 73 on your final. I got a friend that stopped in from work, and he's just seeing how all the ham stuff is going on since I'm trying to get him into the hobby also.
Alrighty. Yep, I'm almost at destination, too, and hopefully this is a good demo for him. We'll talk to you later. KF8S.
73KCKJO.
W8FU. Good afternoon.
Hey, did you get my telegram message regarding the programming of that scanner?
I was just going to ask you about that. I was looking for an email maybe. Let me look on Telegram here. Hold on. Let me start my computer. It didn't start up automatically. Hold on. Normally I get the messages popping up. I gotta set that to start automatically. Hold on. Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay. I think that should be pretty easy.
I mean, I wouldn't mind giving them a little bit more, you know, stuff that would be interesting, but if it's at all, you know, going to confuse them or anything like that, I just assume not. You got it for that and that only. And, you know, so I don't know how that thing works. I mean, I know I used to, when I used to do, like, some of the GRE-based scanners, the Radio Shack-based ones, you know, you just had those buttons. You could hit, like, one, and when one was lit up, it would scan the things in group one, and if you press two would light up, and then it would scan everything in one and two. If one, you know, it just would depend on which ones were lit. It was very easy, and so I could just tell them, I don't know if there's an easy way to do little groups with that one. The only thing I'd really add, you know, would be maybe, I don't know if I'd add anything, quite honestly, so probably just stick with what he asked for, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You just bring up the program, download, you select what system you want and download it from, gets it from Radio Reference, and then you just can choose which one of the services you want to load in. You just got to go through the list, and there's a lot of things to choose from, and then load it in. So we would need to sit down and go through all the different things you might want. So, and then that's where the eyes on or the hands on thing has to occur.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I tried to fumble my way through it without reading the manual, and it was, I got the thing to, you know, to be in some sort of like ID scan with the MPSCS, you know. But the minute I tried to, you know, find where I could, you know, pick those things, I couldn't find them anywhere. I was scanning through other analog things, but I couldn't find anywhere to scan through, you know, the talk groups, you know, and whatnot. And I know they're in there. It, you know, I entered in my zip code, and it did some sort of, you know, loading, you know, I'm guessing from SD card or something. I don't know, but... I just couldn't figure out how to get to what I was looking for. I knew it was in there. I just couldn't figure out how to get to it. And I just didn't feel like learning all about this thing. It was clear to me it wasn't going to be a, you know, quick, you know, read page three and do this, that, and then be done. So I said, yeah. Does anybody know how to do these? So, all right, well, let me know, you know, what works for you. If there's a point where you got some time and I can... I'll run over to you. We can, just real quick knock it out and grab lunch or something, you know. It doesn't matter. Just let me know.
Okay, I just got to load the stuff onto my laptop. It's just on my desktop, and then we can do it anywhere, probably. All right, and I can download that, you know, everything for what he's talking about, and then we can go through and
what do you think you'd want out of that list. So that's not a problem. Yeah, if you try to just, I mean, the whole database is in the scanner, basically. And you can select that, and then you can start checking off the different services you want to hear. You know, I don't want to hear, you know, I only want to hear, you know, police dispatch. I want to hear fire. I want to hear, you know, EMS stuff. I don't want to hear ham radio. I don't want to hear, you know, forest services or, you know, who knows what. You can go through that, but you can't really, it's very difficult from what's built into the scanner to choose a specific department. So if you put it in by zip code, you're going to get everything in that area. So the best thing is to download just what you want, and it creates a separate database. So you can choose either the full database or the one you downloaded.
Oh, I just lost the guy following me. I told him to go to Mound, and he took off, and he got off at Dan Bike. We're on 696, and we got to get to 18 and Mound. Or 18. Well, it's between Ryan. It's between Van Dyke and Mound. And I think his GPS told him to go north on Van Dyke so that he didn't pass it and have to come back, not realizing that Mound would be a lot faster. So, oh well, I guess I'll beat him there. Maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? Oh, by the way, my new antenna, I think, is ordered. So that will be exciting.
All right, cool. Yeah. So, did that come complete with installation, or is that still to be determined?
No, we got the funding approved for the climb, cleaning up the tower, and replacing the antenna. So, and fixing whatever's wrong up there. So, not adding anything new, just removing all the old crap off there, anything that's not working or isn't in use, and replacing that antenna and finding a good pair, one of the few cables that are left, finding a good one. And that's phase one. We'll worry about next year, we'll worry about maybe doing some other stuff. But that's the main thing. Hopefully I'll have the antenna in 2 to 3 weeks and we can get this done right around the beginning of November.
Very good. Well, that site always worked really good for you, so no harm, no foul there. I don't know when I'm ever going to get some inroads. I haven't honestly done anything, you know, with the other idea I had out your way. And, you know, because of that, you know, I just can't simply say anything's shaping up or forming up. I put out a couple of calls to a couple of people I thought could maybe open some, crack some doors at least, And I don't think it's a no, but I just think that it's so low priority. It's I either got to start beating them over the head, you know, with it, or you know, probably better off just doing what you're doing.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm gonna start. I got some work to do on my laptop here, and I'll load the program in there and make sure it works communicating with the radio. So I'll work on that the next day or two. Maybe, let me see my schedule here. What have I got? Anything? I know tomorrow I'm busy. Yeah, Thursday or Friday we could meet for lunch and do this if you wanted to. Yeah, that would work. Catch you later, ABAPR.
Yeah, I'd like to get it done for him as I was off last week. He dropped it off like last week Thursday, so I'd like to get to it as soon as I can. Yeah, obviously that's not your problem, but I wouldn't mind getting it back to him as soon as I can. But he understands; he's patient. Apparently, he sent it in to get repaired or something. I don't know what. And when they sent it back, it's just blank. So he's afraid to. Well, he didn't. He says I programmed it for him when he first got it. I honestly don't recall, and if I did, I just don't know if I, you know, did I, if I did learn how to do what he wanted, I've forgotten. I don't think I have the software. Although I understand you can use one of the popular generic ones,
which I have used before, so it's entirely possible I could have done that. I just don't remember having a programming cable, so I don't know. Hard to say. All right, anyhow, I appreciate it. Let me know, and yeah, whatever works for you, we'll get it knocked out. Love you, AFU.
What up, Sean? N8KBB.
Hey, hey, Wally, just cruising around here, taking my electrician to the next couple of sites. See the challenges that await at those. The one we just left, he was really scratching his head, looking at it, going, "Oh boy!" But he came up with a plan. Now I got to take him to the next site where he's going to run into challenges, and go from there. So that's my afternoon, just driving around with a vendor, getting them some walkthrough time on some of my sites.
I'm heading towards Warren School's bus garage. That's my plan. I've got to get working on getting them some school buses up in the air. So I'm supposed to meet the electrical guy there, the architect, and the engineer, and all those other fun people. So it's a long-term project, but we got to start somewhere.
Hold on a sec. I'm having some trouble with my telephone navigation. I'm trying to figure it out here. Be right back. W8FU.
No worries.
Oh man, what a bonehead move. I just slid all the way over to the right lane, and as soon as I did, they got the two right lanes closed. So, and now these people are being pricks, not letting me in, because I screwed up. Ah, there we go. Finally found the human. Ah, all right, back on track.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm on 16 in Van Dyke right now, so I'm not too far from you. I heard you said you were heading up towards 18 in Van Dyke or so. So we're crisscrossing paths here, but I think I'm heading south, and now I gotta get moved over.
Yeah, I think we drove by this site I'm going to right now when you and I had breakfast before we did that 18 and Ryan monopole thing. I pointed out one of my sites there on 18 Mile Road, and heading there now because I've got some challenges in the installation of my transfer switches and stuff. So bringing my guy with his tape measure and his pencil so that he can scratch his head, get that look on his face.
Yeah, I got the same thing. They're getting bigger transportation vehicles and longer, and the building isn't long enough, and they want my opinion. So I guess, sorry, you're going to need a longer building or a shorter bus, one of the two.
I'm trying to remember where that is. I've been by there 100 times, and I'm just drawing a blank. Where the bus garage was. It's been so long. I know it wasn't down there on Stevens. I don't think it was on Arden. And, I for the life of me can't remember where the heck that is.
Well, it's somewhere on Mound, down by you somewhere, because that's telling me to turn left or head south on Mound. Today has not been good red light day. The architect had told him, I said, well, my GPS says I'm 25 minutes out, you know, that 19 in Garfield. It was, oh, I can't believe that. Well, usually the GPSs are pretty close. So, and I wanted to stop and grab some coffee, but I figured I don't want to upset this guy. So, let's see if I can get you across the street. not really sure what the closest cross street is. It's north of 13 Mile on Mound, just north of the river.
Yeah, see, that's why I was thinking Arden, I wonder if it's over on the church side, where the church is back and behind there. God, I'm just...
18-mile road for three-quarters of a mile.
Anyhow, I am within a mile or two, yeah, and closing on my site, so I will let you go, and I'll get back out here when we get rolling, and if you get rolling, we'll catch you then.
Yeah, my guess is our two appointments are going to take about the same time, because this is basically kind of a nice way of saying, what do you want me to do? It's probably going to be the same thing for you. So, all right, take care, John. Chat a little bit later. I see Dave's been doing a lot of working on all the reflectors and the nodes and things like that. It's been pretty exciting. I've been playing with that stuff. So, chat later. WFUNA, KPP.
All right, catch you in a bit.
WAFU.
Hi, Phil. Didn't mean to minimize you. Chat later.
KAZDF Mobile.
Good afternoon, Jason. I'm almost to my destination. So I just got to take a quick conversation with you. How you doing?
Yeah, I heard you out here earlier running errands. I'm just about 10 minutes from home myself, coming through here from the Danville repeater. So I heard my call out here to see if I catch you out and about where you got somewhere else.
Yep, just returning back home. So did that firmware work for you, 878?
I didn't. I'm going to be trying it when I get home here. I didn't mess with it last night, but I wasn't, and then I saw something else about just copying over some text stuff, but I'm assuming all I got to do is just write that firmware file.
Yeah, I know. If you've done firmware upgrades in the past, it's exactly the same. The part with the satellites is hidden under the, I forgot where they hid it. It's under the, like, the options menu. So similar to the OpenGD77, if you're familiar with that, it's kind of the same idea. There's like a separate menu and you upload the kept satellite information from there, and you don't have to do anything special. You just, it's done in the CPS, so you have to upgrade the CPS software too. So upgrade the CPS software, you know, download your code plug from the radio into your CPS, and then do the flash. And then there's, like, one procedure that, like, resets the Anytone. It kind of just resets it. It won't get rid of the, if you set it into that special mode, it won't affect that. But just reinitialize your settings and then upload your CPS, your code plug back to the radio, and then you're good to go.
Okay, yeah, I think they can MCU reset or something. So I'll give it a shot here when I get home. And figure out what kind of fun I want to do. Over the weekend, I had a scissor lift at my house because I was trimming trees, and I put some pulleys up while I was up there, about 120 feet apart across my property, so that I can finally pull some wire up in the air, either a dipole or an off-center fed dipole or something. I gotta just decide what I want to design and build to get something up here before it starts getting snow.
Yeah, I'm thinking something similar. I'm gonna have to get a ladder to put up some cameras. So I figure while I'm doing that, I might as well try to put up an inverted L. So that's what I'm gonna do. just going to hide the inverted L with, you know, those eye loops. I'll just have it go up, you know, next to the gutter, be all stealthy, and then go across the house. And hopefully I'll have a nice inverted L for the winter. And then also have my security cameras up where I want them.
Is there more builds going on there besides yours, or how full is the area?
Just the one row of houses so far, you know, both sides of the street. I think they're starting to sell the next street over. So, you know, as they'll be all done with where I drive into the subdivision, so all the construction will be happening away from, you know, the houses. So it's really smart how they did it. So they're going to do one row, and then they're going to come back and do the next row, and then, you know, kind of go a zigzag so that they fill it up without disrupting, you know, the existing people living there.
Yeah, that'll cut down on how much dust you're getting in the house, and I guess noise too, right? Hearing pounding hammers and nail guns and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I think they're going to be busy in there for like a year. I mean, if they did what they did this season, right, I don't know how much they're going to be able to build during the winter. And it's going to take them a while. It's going to take them a year or two, I think, to fill up that subdivision. And then they've got, I think they've got a lot to the north, about a mile too, a property north. So, yeah, they'll be there for a while. I made friends with the sales guy, so I'll probably go and visit him every once in a while. Hey, how's it going? He always gives me free advice, you know, kind of gives me advice and sit down and have coffee and all that stuff. He tipped me off to a couple people he recommends, and they're giving me some good deals on some stuff, so it's all good.
Yeah, did he need any nerdy IT programming or Geek Squad advice, kind of stuff we can give?
Oh, none of that yet, but a couple of times I kind of helped him make a sale. Like, you know, some guy was like, I heard him in the office. While I was waiting for him, I heard him in the office, and, you know, as the couple came out, I was like, yeah, you know, this guy, he's the best. I mean, I really appreciate all the, you know, all this stuff. I'm like buttering up the customers for him, so he kind of feedback, you know, kind of reciprocates.
Yeah. Man, we can't believe what killer deals we're getting with this guy. Can you believe it? Knock it up. Alright, well, a couple turns away here, so I'm sure you're getting close too. I'll let you go. Go play with my radios here and see if I can get that stuff working, and shout here later. 7-3's for now, KHJDS.
Alright, good deal. Sounding good on the Danville repeater there. Talk to you later, KF8S.
W8EAP, how you doing, Dave? W8FU. NAKPP. W8FU.
Jason from Mason, WADAP.
K-E-8-R-U-H, mobile.
Go ahead, Joe V, WADAP. Anthony, go ahead.
I'll come back in just a second. I just took a phone call. Give me 30 seconds. K-8-R-U-H, I am back. Sorry about that.
This is W-A-E-A-P via the node. How's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Where you're on your node at home?
No, at work. I got it set up in the car. It's out in the parking lot.
Ah, nice. You can just hit it in the car. That works out pretty well.
Yep, there's what's happening. Yeah, I got to work probably another 2 hours. But other than that, day's going okay.
Yeah, I split a little bit early today and headed home. My daughter has a cross-country race. It's her first race, so I get to go watch that. Usually I get out a little bit later than this, but already on the highway, headed home.
I see. And I do run from here to... here to California and back, or what do you mean by long? What do you mean by what you cross country?
No, she's not running literally across the country. It's I think at her age they run about 2 miles, and it's just not on pavement. They're running in a park, on the grass or on dirt trails, things like that, which is why they call it cross country.
Roger. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I mean, they have also cross country skiing too. It's probably in the same area.
Very much the same concept. You're right. But we need a little snow before we can all go cross-country skiing.
Well, we've had a good autumn, that's for sure, so you never know. But it's Michigan, it could have snow tomorrow. Maybe not literally tomorrow, but you're going to have snow pretty soon by Halloween.
Well, it snowed on Halloween last year, and although I've been saying it for a few years now, we are certainly due for a big snowy winter. I think it's been about 10 years since we've had a snowy winter.
Well, actually, 2018 or 2019 was the snowiest winter on record in Michigan in the last 100 years. This reminds me of the early 70s, before you were born probably. Like 71, 72, 73, we had like barely any snow at all.
Yeah, that was a couple years before I was around, but we'll see. You know, it could, I know in 2013, it snowed a ton in Metro Detroit, and it was a cold winter, so even when it would snow, it would just build up. It never melted. There was, I can remember having, on garbage day, having to take the garbage out and throw it up onto the snow mound. So, we haven't had a winter like that in a long time.
Roger. Okay. Anyhow, I gotta use both hands here and get back to this job, but yeah, nice talking to you. And you can fill me in on that radio later on Telegram or whatever if you've played with it. So, catch you later, W8EAP.
It was good talking to you, Eric, and I will catch up with you soon. K-E-8-R-U-H, and I will be monitoring.
Okay, I was
I was locked in on the day job. So, oh, cool. Very good. That's right. That explains you got a good deal on some 7Ks. So that'll work good for you. You know, just because they're EOL doesn't mean they ain't going to work for a decade, you know. I get people, they criticize all the time, you know, yeah, you know, well, I'm going to go with, you know, Brand X because Brand X doesn't pull that tomfoolery like end-of-lifing and stuff like that. Yeah, they don't have to because this stuff's gone long before they'd ever have to issue an end-of-life. The problem with the Motorola stuff is it lasts forever. It never ends. So you got to eventually, they got to stop supporting it.
Right, exactly. You can run most of their stuff through a brick wall, and it'll still work.
Yeah, I always found the criticisms of, there was a guy when we were going up, we had a big purchase, about a 2.5er, and in that purchase had some criticisms from the peanut gallery, and that was one of them, is that, you know, oh, well, you know, if we go with, you know, Kenwood, you know, they don't pull this shenanigans with, you know, end of life and stuff like that, you know, forcing customers to, you know, it's like, jeez, oh, Pete. Yeah, no, they're all broken long before there would ever be an end of life issued.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, on the other all-star note, the portable one, I got the weather on for the hurricane, so... but he got the car out of there yesterday, and he got the house all buttoned up best he could last night, so he's over in Orlando, hunkered down.
Yeah, you're right in the path. I got a buddy who's not far from there. I think he's a little south or a little north of Orlando. I can't remember. He's not far. He's about a half hour from Orlando and retirement community, and you know, he's just... he's up here, you know, so nothing he can do. But did Bruce tell you where he's supposed to be on Thursday?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Paul mentioned that while he was in there. That might be a rough one to get in there. He might be a couple of days late.
Yeah, Tampa closed all their airports, so there's no way.
Yeah, Tampa closed today, but...
I've seen a bunch of them close before. He's supposed to be at a
Orlando
wedding
tomorrow.
In Jacksonville.
And then
Tampa,
St.
I don't think you're going to be there. You know, and they're like, yeah, they're still saying they're north of the storm. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you might get to Atlanta. That's about it.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Anyhow, yeah, right, you know, so you get to Atlanta and then they have to, you know, wing it from there. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, even if Jacksonville is just outside of the real, you know, the real damage area, where do you think all them Floridians are going to flee to? That's where they're going to be descending upon. So, good luck, even if Jacksonville, you know, dodges the bullet. That's probably where everybody from the middle part of the state's going to be. So, you know, unless they got to go further. So, I don't know, crazy stuff. But anyhow, I wish him luck. I hope it's a beautiful wedding, and I hope it's on, and he gets down there, you know, hunky-dory, and everything's good. But, man, Jacksonville on Thursday, yeah, I got my doubts. Nick?
Yeah, I'd agree on that. The other half's in Orlando, and the hotel he's in is packed full. He couldn't even get anything at Disney. He was trying to get in there, but they had that all parted out already. But he's going to ride it out there till Friday, and then hopefully by Friday he can head over and do a damage check and see how we fared.
Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. And this one's a doozy. Although they say it's going to come down a notch or two before it makes land, so. We can hope for that, but the pressures they were predicting for when it hits are crazy. Like, what, 9:30 something? It was like, man. Anyhow, I am sitting here with a bag of food. I got to get inside. I will jump right back on the radio when I get in there. Dave, go ahead, pick it up, and I won't miss much, but I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm listening to Hurricane WatchNet on 7268. It's kind of weak, though. Can't really hear much. But I imagine as it gets closer to nighttime, you'll hear more. I'm listening in an SDR in Washington, D.C., so... It was somebody was playing music next to it, though. Could hardly hear it.
Yeah, I went in 28848, All-Star Nodes. I went in that way and was listening to that on the other machine. So we'll see. Well, I got to grab dinner before fire training tonight, so I got to hit the microwave real quick. So I'll be listening. I'll be back in a little bit. WNSC.
KFA does.
W8HDX, W8HDX, KF8AT.
KC's off frequency.
XL testing. Anyone listening? Thank you.
Test. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
NAKP.